T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk media and pop culture with our buddy John Rash over at the Star Tribune. John, good morning.
Good morning, Gabe. How are you?
Well, I got a million things, okay? You ready for this? I got a great potpourri. I feel like Art Fleming on Jeopardy.
Let's do it.
Okay, first things first. This was breaking this morning when I came in, and it's been intriguing all day. People have heard it as a lead story in the newscast. What's happening with these court filings hinting at possible charges for the WikiLeaks founder?
Indeed, Julian Assange, who, as we all now know, has been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for several years now, and he has been prominent regarding WikiLeaks and their publishing of what they consider truthful information, but what many in the U.S. government, spanning both administrations, believe is highly illegal publishing of often unredacted information that could have put our men and women in uniform, be it a military uniform or the striped pants of a diplomat, in harm's way, as well as other sources around the world. So this is something to watch out for, particularly, Dave, because this could have some connection to the Robert Mueller investigation regarding Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Many people allege that WikiLeaks had a clear and present hand in that whole episode.
Well, I see the Washington Post, reported that, and this is really intriguing to me, John, so we'll keep an eye on that. But let me move on to a number of subjects again today. Here's another one for you, and this is kind of off the beaten path a little bit, but I wanted to get your reaction to it. It's not time travel, but it might seem like it will be. The JFK Library Foundation has launched a new project that takes actual quotes from the 35th president, John F. Kennedy, and tweets them out using the Twitter handle at John F. Kennedy. That's going to start.
Isn't that remarkable? Yeah, it is. And, a couple other instances of this have happened where, people will send out things from Alexander Hamilton, for instance, or some others. But I think that particularly given the tumultuous times that we're in, getting the thoughts of a previous president and how he may have reacted to a different situation or how he thought of things, or how we may have communicated via Twitter, such as our current president, Donald J. Trump, will be compelling for many to see. So I think that this will probably get a whole lot of attention. I think in particular with President Kennedy, throughout the years, politicians of both parties have latched on to what he has said. And often, he becomes the Democrat most quoted by Republicans in terms of, the famous ask not what you can do for your country quote and many others. So let's see if this really catches on with people as well.
Well, that would have been interesting in his time if he went through today's media, because it might have been a different narrative.
Absolutely. And one wonders, if previous presidents, if today's media would have used it in the same way, or conversely, if they would have thought that it's inappropriate, to use a social media in this capacity. It's, I'm hard-pressed to see Ike doing the same, as an example.
Yeah.
But you look at the way that previous presidents, Franklin Roosevelt, took advantage of the new medium, of radio, and certainly, the great communicator, as he was called himself, Ronald Reagan, and how adept that he was using modern media methods in getting his message out as well.
Hey, John, that was supposed to be yesterday, but a federal judge in Washington says it will be today that they will issue a ruling on whether CNN correspondent Jim Acosta is going to get his press credential back.
It seems to me that he clearly will. I would be surprised if the judge didn't, particularly because of how many news organizations spanning the ideological spectrum came to Mr. Acosta's defense, and most notably and most impressively, Fox News, of course, a deep rivalry, not just in terms of viewers, but often ideologically between Fox News and CNN. But Fox quickly came to his defense and thought it was inappropriate that Jim Acosta had his press credentials pulled. And so they defended him, others have. And so my sense is, we probably will have him back in the White House relatively soon.
Facebook says, John, that from April through September, it doubled the amount of hate speech detected compared to the previous 6-month period.
which means that they need to double down on their ability to police this. This is an extraordinary story that continues to develop in terms of how Facebook has been hijacked by many malevolent characters. And, you know, we see it in contentious debates in this country, Dave. But boy, you look at some other countries where it's literally been blamed for deaths, for mobs, you know, for changing the political dynamic, often to violent means in countries like Sri Lanka and India and Myanmar and elsewhere. And so, you know, this is a Pandora's box that they are having a hard time closing it at this point. So it's accelerating, and I think that the response needs to accelerate as well.
And John, I'll let you go here in a minute, but I see Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor said yesterday that the death penalty will be sought against five men suspected of killing the Washington Post journalist. That's kind of interesting.
Watch for newly elected Democrats to really try to assert themselves in terms of foreign policy here, because, you know, they may look to execute those who actually executed this journalist, but it goes all the way to the top, many allege, in terms of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, a close ally of the United States and particularly of the Trump administration. And many people feel it's highly inappropriate, you know, if he escapes any kind of accounting as well.
What are you writing about tomorrow?
A terrific film called The Front Runner about the collapse of the campaign of Gary Hart and the Donna Rice scandal and a whole new era of press-presidential relations. Debuts this weekend, and going to explore that by talking to a couple political scientists about what it really all meant.
Yeah, I look forward to that, John. That's interesting, especially in retrospect. It'll be fun to revisit that. Hey, I'll look forward to seeing the paper tomorrow from the Star Tribune. In the meantime, you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dave.
John Rash, Rash Report, WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.